All right, so as we begin this evening's meditation, just taking a couple moments to find your meditative posture, a quality of groundedness, of centeredness, and uprightness. So the body has a quality of support, either through just being stacked upon one bone upon another. Or if you need some support with your back, that's fine too. Inviting a quality of verticality, uprightness. And a sense of ease in the body. Just scanning the body for any areas of tension, of holding. And invite some softening. Perhaps a few deep breaths, inviting that tense part of your body to let go, at least to some degree. Relaxing the mind, relaxing the busyness, consciously setting aside whatever might be preoccupying your thoughts. And welcoming you, really welcoming yourself into this present moment. Giving yourself the gift of being present. Of being available completely to what's arising in this moment. And beginning by opening to the sense of hearing, simply letting sounds come into your attention. Sounds faint, sounds prominent. I'm practicing listening underneath the label, the reaction to the sound. So you're just connecting with it as a simple, direct experience of hearing. Cultivating non-resistance toward whatever sound is present. So you can sense it without resistance and release it without resistance. And with this same quality of receptivity towards sound, turning that toward the experience of breath and body. Just like you would listen in the room for this creak of the floor here and that sound of this appliance. So too with our bodies. There's the movement of the breath, the sensation in a palm, a tingling here, a numbness there, warmth, coolness, pressure. Letting each sensation naturally arise and naturally fade at its own rate, its own pace. So we're simply watching the coming and going, the arising and fading. And for right now, as thought arises, simply notice it as thinking and come back to the sensations in the body of breath and other sensations. Patiently returning again and again. Allowing the mind to steady, to unify. A calm wakefulness. What sensation is the most predominant right now? Simply attending to this, simply noticing this sensation that's happening right now. And now this one. And as thoughts arise, again releasing them, but noticing if any thoughts carry a emotional quality. Turning your attention to how does the emotion reflect in the body? Releasing the content, the story, feeling the body expression. sitting, sensing breath, sensing body, sensing emotion as body. Keeping the body as a backdrop, as a place of anchoring and connection. We'll now expand the instructions or the field of awareness to include thinking. So beginning with, as a thought arises, say to yourself thinking or thought. So we're starting to bring more awareness of the thought process itself. Noticing thought without adding to the thought. It may be helpful to even be more refined. To notice that's a planning thought, that's a thought of worry, of fantasy. Just seeing a very simple one word label to the quality or the type of thinking. So we're practicing observing thought without becoming lost in it. And if no thoughts are present, simply feeling the breath, feeling the body sensations. Don't worry about making the label perfect. Approximate is just fine. And as we practice in this way, you may notice that some patterns of thought, like worry, can carry a body sensation along with them. So notice that too. A worry thought, tension in the gut, in the belly. Planning thought, perhaps an impulse of movement. Resting more and more into the space that observes, that notices. That doesn't have to become caught up or engaging or enmeshed in what arises. Simply noticing. feeling the body, breathing the body, sensing, noticing as thought arises and offering a simple label. Start to notice what happens to thought when we bring our attention to it. If we don't engage in it, add to the thought, but simply notice it, simply observe it. How long does the thought sustain itself? In this way, we start to experientially notice how thinking perpetuates itself. If you simply observe thought without adding to it, they often last for just a few moments. You may start to notice a backdrop of quiet, of stillness. The things seem to arise out of and fall back into. A sensation, a breath, a thought. Starting to orient yourself more and more as that stillness, as if that stillness itself is what is observing, is what is knowing. Some thoughts can carry us away, that we may wake up to the fact that we've been lost in thought. This is okay. Whenever you wake up, notice, reflect, what type of thought was this? Just very simply, that was a planning thought, that was a worry thought, fantasy. And for many thoughts, once we start to observe, they fade, almost disappear. The thoughts are more sticky, like Velcro, they draw our attention into them, inviting more thoughts to add to that thought. for these, it's very helpful to see what is the body sensing as this thought is churning around, churning along. You may find that helps you unhook from that thought as you reconnect with the body's experience of that thought. And for the last few minutes of this practice together, as we start to observe thinking, try to relate to each thought as being equally valid. A random thought of something that seems completely unrelated to something that's more seemingly profound or more personal. See them all as equally valid to each other, with each other. Or if you prefer, equally invalid. This is the mind simply thinking, like the body breathing, the body sensing. This can allow us to further unhook our enmeshment with thinking. Allowing the present moment to come into relief and to come into clarity. In a few moments, you hear the sound of the bell. Notice what thoughts arise with that contact of hearing. See if you can notice without adding meaning to them.